So, Dr. Julie, I'd like to know as well, how can parents make the planning successful then in this situation?
Well, in all situations, divorced or not, you want to be proactive. So consider what your situation looks like, and including financial. Think about that, because that's going to be the things that bring up stress over the summer. So then you have to start looking early in terms of what's going to be a good fit. If you are divorced, that means also figuring out what is this schedule going to be so that I can plan holidays, childcare, when I'm going to do fun things with the kids, when I'm going to make sure that, you know, there's transportation for the child, perhaps getting back and forth places. Good programs, they do fill up early. So the sooner you start, the more options you're going to have. You want to look at local camps, sports, of course, and other programs to find those that fits your child's interests and your budget.
So I've heard summer stories from a group of divorced men I deal with, or I'm part of the support group, where, let's say you got two kids, right? So can I use you as an example?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So Miriam and her husband, hypothetically, are divorced.
Okay. And we got two kids.
And you got two kids. So you take the kids to New York for 4 nights, 5 days, go to a couple of shows, go to a Yankees game. You have a wonderful time in New York. Now your ex-husband, he's now living in Whitby, working at Darlington, and he takes the kids to a Jays game and can't afford anything else. How does that work?
Well, that's not uncommon, and it can be for a variety of reasons. First, divorce is incredibly expensive. It is. It has long-term ramifications.
What are you looking at me for? I know. I'm living proof. Have you looked at my shoes and suits? They're old.
But it has a huge ripple effect, right, yeah, on our long-term finances, and is going to impact your vacations. Where this changes often is if one person does make more money or there can be health reasons why one person can't travel. And so there's different reasons why one person might be able to do more in terms of activities with the kids. So this is where it's so important that you focus on your relationship with the kids. I know before you interrupt me, you're going to say, well, kids like to do fun things.
No, yeah. I'm not going to say that.
No? Okay.
I'm going to say it's competitive between parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm the guy, I'm going, I'm really happy for the kids, but I might consider myself to be a failure as opposed to my ex-partner. Like, I think that goes on.
Okay. I think it does.
People are being honest.
It does. But I think what you want to say with that, Sean, is, you know, I'm really happy for my kids, period. I enjoy my relationship with my kids because we like to spend time together doing, you know, it could be just outdoor stuff around your house during the summer, you know, head out to the beach, do those activities that get kids moving because they also enjoy that. Yes, they enjoy going to Disney World, but they will also enjoy going to do things on a day-to-day basis outdoors with someone they love. So don't underestimate that relationship, but if you are going to focus on, oh, yeah, your mom's taking you away again and I'm here with you guys and, you know, oh, nice of your mom to always make me look bad, that's going to have the negative consequence on that relationship, not the other. It's not going to be because they got to go away with mom or dad.
Yeah, but I also think then we also have to take into consideration the age group of the kids, that it's easier to make younger children happy because they're more content with less, like in this situation. But when you go to preteens, like 11, 12-year-olds, then they start to think, oh, mom did this, dad did that, right?
Yeah, there is a focus on in terms of materialism, and that's where those relationships are very important. So you want to, if you're on the other side of that, where financially you're not in the same situation as your former partner, you want to be able to tell your kids that, hey, we're going to have some fun this summer. Here's what we're planning on doing. And it's great you're going to get to go away as well. So when you're home with me, we're going to focus on whatever that might be. It could be like doing things locally. It could be, you know, doing some stuff with family, getting together with other family members. That's also appealing. Or if you're struggling financially, it might be, I'm going to arrange some time for you to have some time with your friends here. So you get to hang out with friends. And then when you're away, you can focus on that time. And when you're here, you know, we're enjoying your life that you have in this situation. So
yeah,
you have to focus on what's available to you, the resources you have.
Yeah. Enjoy New York with mom for the 5 days. And when you get back, we're going to the splash pad on Sydney Street.
with your friends. So it does not have to be something that's a comparison.
No, I know. No, parents don't do that.